Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Monday morning. Dragon's Den star speaking at Black History Month Gala. Wes Hall, perhaps best known for his role as an investor in the CBC television series Dragon's Den, is delivering a keynote address at the annual Black History Month Gala on February 4. Hosted by the Afro Heritage Association of Sudbury, Hall is delivering the address during an event set to take place at the Steelworkers Hall, 66 Brady Street. Beginning at 6 p.m. Hall is also credited as being named a Canadian Business Leader of the Year 2022 and author of the best-selling memoir, No Bootstraps When You're Barefoot, and for hosting the podcast, Between Us with Wes Hall. Read the full story here. Black Lives Matter Sudbury, firmly denounce, police budget boost. Black Lives Matter Sudbury is calling on City Council to reject a proposed 6.7% jump in the Greater Sudbury Police Service budget, which they firmly denounce. The group similarly denounces the police service's push to add 24 sworn members to their ranks in 3 years and reinstate the Citizens on Patrol program. Sudbury needs social services that will respond to the needs of its population with community care, Black Lives Matter Sudbury wrote in response to Sudbury.com's inquiry seeking their opinion on the proposed budget. That's why we will continue to demand defunding of the GSPS and reallocation of these funds towards necessary community-led programs and services such as long-term housing for homeless communities, food security programs, public health services and community-led anti-violence programs. Read the full story here. Downtown Sudbury BIA pushes for public washrooms. Everybody poops, and the Downtown Sudbury Business Improvement Area's leadership wants to make sure there are public places to take care of bathroom business downtown. This issue affects everyone, from business people who may need to use the washroom during their workday, to families with young children, to vulnerable populations who may not have access to private washrooms, the organization said in a media release. The lack of public washrooms can also discourage tourism in the area. Read the full story here. Queens Athletic Skating Oval opens for the season. Skating fans can rejoice, as the Queens Athletic Skating Oval has opened for the season. Its parking lot was packed full during opening day today, January 8, as people flocked to the site to skate laps around the circular rink. Many people also parked on Alder Street to its east. The skating oval is located on Regent Street, between Elm Street and Oak Street. Its hours of operation are Monday to Friday from 4 to 10 p.m., and Saturdays and Sundays from noon to 10 p.m. Due to fluctuations in temperature, hours of operation may change. Sudbury author's novel focuses on Ukraine-Russia war. An offer at the beginning of the Ukraine-Russia war to the mothers of captured Russian soldiers was the inspiration of a new self-published novel by Sudbury author Michael Kelly. The Ukrainian military said Russian prisoners of war would be released to their mothers if the women personally traveled to Kyiv to pick them up. Kelly said he was speaking to another local author about this news story in early 2022, and that was the conversation that sort of sparked the idea for his new novel. That novel, entitled Nina, is about a fictional Russian mother named Nina, who receives a phone call saying her son is being held prisoner in Ukraine. He is free to go home but only on one condition. She has to retrieve him. Having already lost her husband to war in Syria, Nina risks the chance this could be a cruel hoax, and jumps in her vehicle to retrieve her son. Read the full story here. Cloudy with a chance of flurries. Expect cloudy conditions today with a 60% chance of flurries. This, according to the Environment Canada forecast, which also notes winds will become northwest 20 km per hour in the morning. The day's high will be 2°C, with a wind chill of minus 7°C in the morning and minus 13°C in the afternoon. The night will bring cloudy conditions with a 60% chance of flurries early in the evening. It'll become partly cloudy near midnight, with a north wind of 20 km per hour becoming light late in the evening. Expect an evening low of minus 17°C and a wind chill of minus 20°C overnight.